We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 18 years since 9/11. Aaron Katursky joining us live from New York City this morning. Aaron, what is happening there in the next couple of hours?
It's become a familiar ritual here, Susan, on the 9/11 anniversary, the recitation of names, the tolling of bells to mark the times when the planes hit the Twin Towers, when the towers fell. It's an attack that up until that point was almost unimaginable in its scale and scope, and it continues today to take an incredible toll on the first responders who were there that day and in the immediate aftermath, and on ordinary citizens who lived and worked and went to school in that neighborhood, who are becoming sick mainly with cancer, but with other ailments as well.
How has this evolved from, you know, I can remember on the first anniversary of 9/11, just how emotional that was. It's obviously still an emotional moment, but it's gotten a little bit different every single year. There was the opening of the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. And, you know, in the years since then, how has this changed?
Well, the ceremony, and interestingly, it has not changed, and they've kept it simple. They've kept it free of political speeches, but certainly the neighborhood has evolved and has been fully redeveloped, and more is being built there. I think the fraught nature of the place is still quite evident. People still have a lump in their throat or a pit in their stomach when they go down there, especially if they were there at that moment. And anybody who was around here on that day clearly remembers where they were and what they were doing, because it's one of those inescapable days in American history, not just for New Yorkers. Later on today, President Trump will go to the ceremony at the president. He'll make at the Pentagon. He'll make remarks there, and there will be a similar ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 11 went down.
You mentioned this just a minute ago, Aaron, but it's striking the number of first responders who died since 9/11 as those who died on the day itself, isn't it?
To me, it is the most stunning part. The attacks keep killing. They killed nearly 3,000 people on September 11, 2001, including 23 police officers. And in the 18 years since, 241 police officers have died of 9/11-related cancer and other illness. 343 firefighters died that day. 202 have died in the intervening years of 9/11-related illnesses. It is a staggering toll, and that trend of death is only going to continue until this 9/11 generation is no more.
It is amazing, and it's gotten maybe a lot of attention over the past, I'm trying to think back, a couple months ago, John Stewart over in Washington, D.C., at Capitol Hill, fighting on behalf of the first responders and trying to keep that compensation going. Are we maybe realizing this for the first time? It's hard to imagine 18 years later, the after effect of 9/11. Is this finally kind of setting in with people?
And it was a stunning fight, especially for those who've been fighting for it for a long time, that, you know, that everyone said on that day this was an attack on America. You know, America wanted to claim the attack, and yet, for a while, it seemed like it wasn't willing to pay the cost. And finally, Congress reauthorized the Zadroga Act, which was named for James Zadroga, who, when they did his autopsy, they found in his lungs, asbestos, broken glass—I mean, all sorts of things that that caused his death from a 9/11 related cancer—and finally, they've been able to reauthorize this money. So, for the next 70 years, first responders, but also anyone else—students, teachers, businessmen, retail workers, anyone else who is down there—they'll be able to get some, at minimum, medical testing, and then potentially compensation to defray their medical costs.
keeping the memories alive is the goal of so many of the survivors and the victims' families. Because if you think about it, you know, 18 years later, there's almost a new generation of people who were not around for 9/11. I mean, most kids in high school today were born after 9/11.
You know, and just this year, you know, as you know, Susan, that the state is mandating a 9/11 observance in school, and maybe that's to make sure that kids are mindful of what happened this day, because so many of them don't know or can't possibly fathom what had happened. And look, if you walk around the city, it has, and Brian, you alluded to this earlier, it has changed in that the scar isn't there. You know, for so long, while everyone was fighting about what should be built, you know, there was just this pit, and you drove by, and you sort of you couldn't look at it. Now, I mean, it's fully redeveloped. The green space, the memorial, you know what happened there, but it has been so built up and rebuilt that it's not quite the ugly scar that it was. So for this new generation of kids, the only way they're going to learn is through history books.
You know, you mentioned the 9/11 memorial, and I haven't had the opportunity to go there myself yet, but in talking with people and, you know, this generation that hasn't experienced it, Susan mentioned all the kids in high school, it seems like that memorial, walking through that building, it has become one of those things with everything they've put there, from the names, the reflecting pools, to the museum inside, that will have an impact if you do walk through it, that it is that kind of touching monument.
Oh, it's more than touching. It's downright haunting. And I think the one thing it does do is it brings the enormity of the attacks to life, because you see some of the pieces. You are at literally bedrock, and so where the Twin Towers stood. So you can see how cavernous it was. The retaining wall from one of the original towers that's basically holding back the Hudson River is visible. And you're standing in the footprint of this building. It's that part, I think, really gives you a sense of the scale of what had stood and what was lost, in addition to all the mementos that make clear the lies that were cut short.
Aaron, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll be listening for your coverage. Aaron Katursky, live in New York on the 18th anniversary of 9/11.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.